caught a jet.
Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tunisian officials say there was a terrorist attack near a hotel on the Mediterranean coast on Friday. That attack left 37 people dead, including British, German, and Belgian nationals. Interior Ministry officials say gunmen opened fire on people on a beach near the Imperial Mahaba Hotel in the Tunisian city of Sousse, a popular destination for visitors from Europe and other North African countries. At least one gunman is among the dead, 36 people wounded. Meanwhile, in Kuwait, an attack on a Shiite mosque in Kuwait City killed at least 25. Edward Uranian reporting, the Islamic State affiliate in Kuwait has claimed responsibility for the bombing.
The suicide bomber blew himself up inside a Shiite mosque in the Kuwaiti capital, Kuwait City. The blast killed at least 25 people and injured more than 200. Hospitals called on the public to donate blood. The Islamic State group has also attacked Shiite mosques in neighboring Saudi Arabia over the past several months and has carried out attacks aimed at Shiites in Iraq. Arab League head Nabil al-Arabi condemned the attacks in Kuwait and Tunisia and called on everyone to abstain from violence during Ramadan. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Islamist militant group al-Shabaab killed at least 50 African Union soldiers and seized control of their military base in southern Somalia earlier Friday. Witnesses say attackers rammed a car filled with explosives into the main gate of the base in the town of Lago at dawn, then opened fire on Burundian soldiers manning that base. This is VOA News. French authorities appear to have identified a leading suspect in a brutal terror attack on an American company's gas factory in southeastern France. At least one person was killed and two injured. Lisa Bryant reporting from Paris.
Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said authorities have a preliminary identification of the suspect, Yassine Salhi. One or possibly two suspects entered the plant owned by U.S.-based company Air Products and Chemicals Friday morning and set off the explosions. They evidently beheaded a man just before they burst inside and displayed his severed head at the factory gate, with Arabic inscriptions attached. From Brussels, where he was at an EU summit, French President François Hollande said action, prevention, and dissuasion must be the answer. France, he said, must hold on to its values and not yield to fear. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Here in the U.S., President Obama has hailed the Supreme Court's ruling that made gay marriage legal in all 50 U.S. states. VOA's Michael Bowman has details on the ruling.
Jubilation and boundless joy from gay rights activists after a landmark court decision.
That's a really historic day for the country, and I was here, so that feels amazing.
It sets a great example for the world.
Such a great day for us, for me and my wife.
President Barack Obama called the outcome a thunderbolt for justice.
This decision affirms what millions of Americans already believe in their hearts. When all Americans are treated as equal, we are all more free.
Opinion polls show a surge in support for gay rights led by younger Americans, gay and heterosexual. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Also Friday, Mr. Obama eulogized former South Carolina State Senator and AME Church pastor Clementa Pinckney as a gracious man who was wise beyond his years. Speaking at Pinckney's funeral in Charleston, South Carolina, Mr. Obama called the slain minister a man of God who lived by faith.
Reverend Pinckney embodied a politics that was neither mean nor small. Amen. He conducted himself quietly and kindly and diligently.
Pinckney was one of nine African Americans killed by a white gunman last week. Thousands of people gathered at a Charleston sports arena for Friday's funeral. Also in the U.S., a prisoner who escaped from a New York State prison has been shot and killed by police. Convicted killer Richard Matt, along with fellow prisoner David Sweat, escaped from a correctional facility that was in Upper New York State near the Canadian border 3 weeks ago, sparking a massive manhunt.
That's the latest world news from VOA. is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another edition of Jazz America, this one with a special theme. There is a current trend in jazz that's been given the name World Jazz, as the original jazz concept of improvising has been married with music from all around the world, with exciting results. By all accounts, in Congo Square in New Orleans, Louisiana, many years ago, when musicians gathered to play with African sensibilities and African instrumentation, as well as with European instrumentation and the European song structure and the 12-tone scale, jazz was born. From that point forward, those original elements have been expanded to include music from all over the world, the folk music, if you will, to create, with improvisation, music that is now a high art form. During the next couple of hours here on VOA's Jazz America, I'm going to give you a history lesson and a listening session. And mostly, we'll just enjoy the music, because that's what we're all about. Correct? Correct. Let's begin with a wonderful example of how an American jazz musician traveling in Turkey was inspired when he saw street musicians performing their indigenous music. In Turkey, Dave Brubeck witnessed a great player and was inspired to write this song from one of the most famous albums of all time in jazz history, Time Out. Here is the song that was inspired by that Turkish street musician, Blue Rondo a la Turk, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America and our investigation of world jazz.
Thank you. from the album Traces of You. The song is Lasya. That is sitar master at the age of 34, Anushka Shankar, the daughter of Ravi Shankar and the half-sister of the great pianist-vocalist Nora Jones. Hope you enjoyed that piece of world jazz here on VOA's Jazz America as we investigate this current exploding trend in modern jazz, the blending of regional music with the original idea of jazz improvisation. Now, I'm going to bring up a statement that the great NEA jazz master pianist Kenny Barron made to me one time. I was asking him, after he had created a work with the Brazilian band Trio de Paz, whether or not, since he was dabbling in Brazilian music and jazz, if some of his compatriots would think that he wasn't swinging anymore. And he said to me something so profound. Every kind of music has its own kind of swing. And that is exactly what I was thinking of as we heard the swing in that song from Anushka Shankar. Well, certainly the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, Louisiana, but one of the major factors in not only jazz, but every other form of American music you can think of, the source, the motherland, Africa. And one of the great artists from that incredible continent is Richard Bona. He joins us now for some conversation here on VOA's Jazz America.
Well, here we are, finally catching up with one of the masters of modern jazz, modern music, the man from Africa, the great bassist, vocalist with a golden voice, and the great writer, Richard Bona. It's so good to finally meet you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks.
I was mentioning earlier before I turned on the microphone here that on the Voice of America, I have millions of listeners in Africa clamoring on email saying, why don't you talk to Richard Bona? So now I have my chance. A message for folks on your continent. It's such a massive continent. And people say, oh, yeah, African music. Oh, my goodness. There are 5 million styles of African music. And of all those styles, what do you think you represent?
Well, I represent music, first of all. And, of course, I represent my continent too, you know, coming from Cameroon and, you know, coming from Africa, you know, as a young prodigy, you know, surrounded by musicians, my grandfather, my mother, you know, so, you know, you're trying to carry the torch, you know, and trying to learn as much as possible, because that's what, you know, music is all about. The beauty of music is, you know, we get to learn all the time, you know, and share that whatever we learn and our background with others, and that's the whole beauty of music. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
And from his album, The 10 Shades of Blues, here is Richard Bona, and speaking of Cameroon, the song is Khmer Secrets on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Nunde di la buia wunde, mnyenge jita, kuteseka
ngenginabopa
nini munje akripi
ngengejita
nonde dilanga undere
ngenginabopa
natimbino ya munde
ngengejita
Ejiga Yehu Shibawa is the name of the artist you just heard. She goes by the simple name Gigi. Born in Ethiopia, moved eventually to San Francisco, has worked with a number of great American artists like she did on the album you just heard from, the album simply titled Gigi and the song Zomaye, with the band Material and her producer husband Bill Laswell. She's also worked with the likes of Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, Pharoah Sanders, and others. Hope you enjoyed a little world music from Gigi. And we're going to hear from more of the music of Ethiopia in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And thanks to one of our wonderful VOA affiliates, Shager FM in Ethiopia, I seem to have a lot of fans of modern jazz, classic jazz, and Ethiopian jazz listening to Shager FM. Two of them wrote me emails recently, and I'll read both of them for you right now. First, from Ephraim Fish, "What amazing time I have with you. Please play Mulatu Astatke's jazz. You are the best." Here's another that reads as follows. "My name is Andu Alem. I live in Ethiopia. I'm listening to you right now. Please play for me Mulatu Astatke from his timeless classic album." Well, thank you both for getting in touch, and it would be my great pleasure to play the wonderful improvising master from Ethiopia, Mulatu Astatke, from his album Sketches of Ethiopia, for you two Ethiopian Jazz America listeners and everyone listening to Shager FM. proving that the blending of the music of the world with jazz has been around for a long time. That's a very exotic version of Duke Ellington's Caravan, recorded in 1954. Yes, Duke Ellington with a Juan Tizol classic song. So many versions of that have been done, and it just proves once again the lure of blending the music from around the world, various styles, with jazz. And in this case, East meets West. And East meets West once again with the music of the great Austrian-born pianist, composer, bandleader, and award winner and musical visionary, the late, great Joe Zawinul. When he released his album, 75, at the age of 75, a time when many of us in this world are sitting down and resting, he was going strong and putting out that sound of world jazz, really unlike anyone else. Such power. I remember seeing a performance by Joe Zawinul. It was absolutely forceful and brilliant, and it brought together the music of the whole world in that performance. We'll hear the Joe Zawinul Syndicate and a song from the album 75 titled Madagascar after we talk to the late great master here on VOA's Jazz America as we continue our investigation of world jazz.
This is the thing that comes out to me when I think of your solo works. A very strong association with Africa. And correct me, please, if I say something that's off. That African rhythm has always been there, even from the Weather Report years, but maybe stronger now than ever before. And the themes of the songs are getting at something that's deep-rooted in your head, in that we are all one family in this world, and if we don't acknowledge that fact, we could possibly be headed for disaster. Am I wrong? And can
you
totally add on
right.
to
You're totally right. And there's nothing to say about it because you said it all. That's the whole thing.
The whole world blending together and really being one. Even though you acknowledge the differences in each culture, and it's good to enjoy those differences, still there must be some blending together. Just some thoughts on that, if you will.
My feeling is a farmer is a farmer regardless where he's from. As a postman is a postman or an engineer. It is the world. We are all not all that different. As a matter of fact, we are very alike, and that's maybe the problems we often have. Because when I was a kid, I was a farm boy, and my father bought me a book about Africa. And when I looked at all these African people and the way they kept their fields and plowed their fields, it was exactly like we did. And there was actually no difference.
Mm-hmm.
And when I realized that what these people, what kind of music these people play, all the stereotype stuff you hear about people, if you're in films, you know how people often have been exploited to the point. But when you're in a foreign country and you don't know anything about it, you make yourself somewhat of a picture of people, you know? And unless you find out for yourself, you might be stuck a little bit, you know?
Well, Joe Zawinul was never stuck. He traveled the whole world, soaking up the musical atmosphere and making friends all over the globe. He also was the cultural ambassador to 12 African nations for his nation of Austria. From the album 75, Madagascar, Joe Zawinul and the Joe Zawinul Syndicate on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you. Guyana tem. Vá, oi, caruru, vá, oi, tem umbu pra ioiô. Se eu pedir você me dá o seu coração, seu amor de iaiá. No coração da baiana tem sedução, oi, canjire, ilusão, candomblé pra você. Juro por Deus, pelo Senhor do Bom Fim, quero você, baiana inteirinha pra mim. Seu amor é tão fugaz, enganador. Tudo já fiz, fui até no canjerê pra ser feliz, meus trapinhos juntar com você. E depois vai ser mais uma ilusão, que no amor quem governa é o coração. Da baiana tem um, é.
To investigate world jazz, we can't forget Brazil, one of Brazil's finest pianists and vocalist, Iliane Elias, from her new release, Made in Brazil. More world jazz coming up.